Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story is developing news. Firefighters and hazmat crews are at Sugar House Park cleaning up a fuel spill from Parley's Canyon. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is on the scene with what we know. Amy?
Maria, there is a slight fuel smell at the park here by the pond with an oil sheen. Dozens of ducks floating in the water, people walking by unbothered. But Captain Brant Handcuff with the fire department says as much as 200 gallons of diesel fuel has spilled into the storm drains after a crash in Parley's Canyon.
Hundreds of gallons of diesel fuel potentially.
And he says that made its way into Parley's Creek and then from there to Tanner's Park, where they got a call of people smelling it. Handcuff is warning people to stay out of the water. They have these long tubes in the water that is collecting the fuel. Handcuff says they'll keep changing those out until they come back totally clean, but he warns it'll probably take several hours. Reporting live at Sugar House Park, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
A pickup truck driver is under arrest after the Highway Patrol says a driver smashed into a Highway Patrol car stopped on the side of I-15. This happened on the 90th South off-ramp where troopers had stopped another vehicle for a DUI investigation. Lieutenant Cameron Roden says they had flares set out and the patrol car had lights flashing. The truck driver is also being investigated for DUI. KSL's top national stories. The Supreme Court appears to be leaning toward narrowing the January 6th charges against former President Trump by sending the case back to a lower court to decide. They heard oral arguments today over his claim of immunity.
When Richard Nixon left office, he received a full pardon from Gerald Ford when Ford became president, and it was understood that a pardon was necessary because otherwise Nixon would have been subject to criminal charge and prosecution.
That is ABC News contributor Kate Shaw reporting. Oral arguments took nearly 3 hours this morning. The justices' questions seemed to focus on what types of presidential actions are protected and not on the idea of blanket immunity. We'll go in depth with KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas coming up at 12:15. The former president wasn't in Washington for the Supreme Court arguments. He's back in court again in New York, where witness testimony continues in his hush money trial. Veteran tabloid publisher David Pecker was back on the stand again this morning. The case is the first ever criminal trial of a former U.S. president and the first of four prosecutions of President Trump to reach a jury. Big charges out of Arizona with 18 indictments handed down in the so-called fake elector scheme of 2020. Here's reporter Sherry Tanzer with sister station KTAR in Phoenix.
Out of 18 people indicted, 11 allegedly submitted fake electoral college certificates declaring Trump had won Arizona. The names include former state Republican Party chair Kelly Ward and Rudy Giuliani. Political strategist Chuck Coughlin tells Arizona's Morning News the fake certifications caused divide between Arizona's political parties.
Republicans continue to, look back and claim fraud, and that's been a electoral challenge for all of them because the majority of the electorate doesn't believe that.
Arizona is the fourth state to file charges in cases involving fake electors. Your voice, your vote, 2024 election year is picking up speed with Utah's Republican and Democratic state conventions taking place this Saturday.
State convention is make or break for many candidates. State Democratic Party Chair Diane Lewis says these big races include
the Senate race, which has three candidates. We have a gubernatorial candidate. We have a couple congressional races that have two people running.
Lewis tells KSL tonight there could be record-breaking turnout at the Democratic convention. Republican Party Chair Robert Axon says the GOP will see plenty of first-time state delegates, too.
65% or so are first-time state delegates. So this is very exciting on just the enthusiasm that we've had this year.
But even if those fresh faces vote down a candidate, several will still make the primary ballot because they collected signatures along with running a convention. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We have a big change coming in the weather today. Highs are only expected to hit the mid-60s ahead of some rain and thunderstorms in the valleys and even some mountain snow. Now, the rain is going to ramp up more tomorrow with highs only reaching the 50s. And when all is said and done,
the valleys could pick up a quarter to a half inch of rain. Some spots more, some spots less. It's just the nature of this system.
KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says things should start to clear out Saturday before temperatures gradually start to rise again. KSL Sports, lots of local football players will be on pins and needles for 3 days. The NFL draft commences tonight. One of the University of Utah's top prospects, Sione Vaki.
We don't know what he's going to play in the NFL. He's one of the most intriguing players in the draft because he can play both sides of the ball. Which team out there wants to play running back? Which team wants him to play safety? And which one will take him first?
KSL-TV's Jeremiah Jensen says Cole Bishop will probably be Utah's first draft pick, but not until the second round. Other Ute hopefuls include Jonah Ellis and Keaton Bills for BYU, Kingsley Suamatia, and Keaton Slovis are hoping to hear their names called. Now, there will be up to 7 rounds, which will wrap up on Saturday. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. Emergency crews are mopping up a vehicle fire in Davis County, southbound to I-15 in Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Reliability, steadiness, trusted voices.
I'll listen to KSL in the morning. I use it to find my weather, to find my traffic.
When you ask me what news is, I think of KSL first.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
You wouldn't know it, but most financial advisors are put in a box. I'm Jeff Jr. from Trajan Wealth, and I want to provide you a little insight about financial advisors. Most financial advisors have to sell what their company requires them to sell, and many advisors have to only adhere to what's called a suitability standard. A suitability standard is a limited standard of care, not requiring what's sold to be best, just suitable. Advisors with this loose standard often have limited investment and product selection. Trajan Wealth is held to a fiduciary standard, which is the highest standard of care in the advisory business. And that's just one of the many reasons we have billions of dollars under our care and attract clients from other advisors. Raise your standards today and call Trajan Wealth. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Christine. 15 years ago, my world as a mom crumbled when my two sons finally were able to be honest about their substance addiction. My husband and I had been attending a 12-step addiction recovery program at our church to learn how to help our sons. We learned addiction is a life-threatening brain disease that's chronic, progressive, and has the capacity to take away free agency. I searched desperately to find the right help for our sons and was told to look for a strong aftercare program. By the grace of God, we found that with Renaissance Ranch and also found their amazing family program. Research studies indicate family members play a huge role in treatment outcome and long-term sobriety. Today, we are grateful owners of Renaissance Ranch with our sons and know addiction is a family illness and families can find healing and connection when they are willing to learn more about recovery. If you have a loved one suffering from addiction, don't wait to seek help. Join us in our online Christ-centered family education classes that are open to the public at no charge. Look for us at renaissanceranch.com.
Attention Wasatch Front businesses and property managers. GoPave Utah is a full-service parking lot paving, repair, and maintenance company servicing the Wasatch Front. Contact GoPave Utah today. GoPaveUtah.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, we're monitoring a hazmat situation at the pond in Sugar House Park hours after a truck crash caused a fuel spill up Parley's Canyon. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is on the scene. We'll continue to keep you up to date. KSL News Time 12:08. We're just getting our first inside look at conversations between the Justice Department and the families of 346 people killed in the Boeing MAX 8 plane crashes. Now, the families lost their loved ones 5 years ago. Attorney Mark Lindquist says the January door plug incident involving a Boeing MAX 9 shows that the government hasn't moved fast enough.
Families in the room were angry and frustrated that Boeing has not yet been held fully accountable for the death of 346 people.
The Justice Department called the meeting to update victims' families on their cases so far. Construction season is now in full swing. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more on what road projects could impact your day-to-day travels.
UDOT is working on more than 200 projects around the state, none bigger than this new expansion of Mountain View Corridor, which will connect the road from Porter Rockwell Boulevard in Harriman to where it picks up here just south of Camp Williams. UDOT's John Gleason says the goal is to stay ahead of Utah's growth.
Anytime you're talking about these projects, there's that short-term inconvenience. The goal is to have the payoff
be worth it, you know, once these projects are done and people can get to where they're going safely and efficiently.
In terms of the biggest delays, Gleason says their project of adding four new freeway-style interchanges to Bangor Highway will likely impact people, as will their work on 5600 South in Roy. In Saratoga Springs, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A clarification to a story recently reported on KSL News Radio. Rocky Mountain Power's Dave Eskelson says the power company is not pulling out of a partnership with several local cities.
Participating communities in the Utah Renewable Communities program have always had the option to set up their own RFP.
Those communities, like Mill Creek City, are doing just that. Eskelson says there may have been some confusion with a 2022 call for proposals, which was canceled. He says the earlier RFP was canceled because the resources that the company thought it needed had changed substantially. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's going on, Ricky?
We have fire crews still on the scene of an earlier vehicle fire, a semi that was blocking a right lane of traffic. I think it's still blocked. It's hard to tell with the traffic going by. Yes, it is. Southbound I-15 after Antelope Drive in Layton, with crews still on the scene and the semi over to the right shoulder. It's going to be a little while before they're able to completely clear it. We do have delays back to about 700 South SR 193 in Clearfield. The rest of the Valley Freeway is looking good, but Maria, the weather has rolled in. Right now I'm looking at a live shot of Riverton Mountain View Corridor at 126 South. It is soaked and soggy. Those dark clouds have opened up. So remember, time for lights and wipers on, and the water on the road could adjust, could affect your speed, so definitely use a little bit of caution. Elevate your home and yard with beautiful flowers for the landscape, porch, and patio from Olson's Greenhouse. For landscape inspiration, visit us on Instagram at Olson's Greenhouse Gardens. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, we'll be running cooler today with a high of 68 and a chance for an afternoon and evening thunderstorm. Overnight, we'll go 48, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies, 57 tomorrow with scattered thunderstorms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, it's mostly cloudy and 63 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, what we learned about the Supreme Court's thinking from how they asked questions in President Trump's immunity case. We will chat live with KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more. And then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes. We make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow. Maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and there's a good chance you've heard me talking about our free furnace sale, the one where you buy a new air conditioner and we give you a new furnace for just the cost to install it, about $400. Well, we still have a few more spots on our schedule we need to fill, so I'm extending the sale, but I'm not quite sure for how much longer. Definitely no later than April 30th, and once I think our schedule's full enough, I gotta pull these ads, so don't wait too long to call and schedule your free estimate. The main reason we do this sale is to give you an incentive to help us keep our guys busy when the weather's mild. And thanks to your help, we're able to keep our guys and keep growing. So if your furnace and air conditioner are ready to be replaced, you owe it to yourself to at least schedule a free estimate and get all the details about our free furnace sale. Just to recap, when you have Any Hour Services install a new air conditioner, we'll give you a new furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free, you just pay the labor. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Get Mr. Max Performance Missionary Package. Includes one performance suit, four and collar stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, one pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes. Just $595.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
construction season's now in full swing, and UDOT has more than 200 projects on their to-do list. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, the NFL draft gets underway tonight. Several players with Utah ties are up for grabs. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
A right lane blocked while crews are still on the scene of a vehicle fire southbound I-15 after Antelope Drive in Davis County. It's backing traffic into Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Pop-up storms possible this afternoon, then more rain tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 63 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Supreme Court hearing arguments today over presidential immunity and whether a president should have absolute immunity for acts carried out in office. Two states announcing indictments and efforts to overturn the 2020 election involving Trump's top advisors and legal counsel, one in Michigan, the other in Arizona. ABC's Aaron Katursky has details.
The former president, as an unindicted co-conspirator, isn't going to face any charges here, but the indictment in Arizona says that he was part of this scheme to keep him in office, even though Joe Biden won Arizona in 2020.
Donald Trump back in a New York City courtroom as testimony resumed in his hush money payment trial today. Calls to finalize a ceasefire and hostage release deal continue to grow in Israel and the U.S. President Biden spoke about his meeting yesterday with a young American girl orphaned and released months ago after Hamas terrorists killed her parents.
President Biden said his meeting in the Oval Office with 4-year-old Abigail Edan and her family Wednesday went really well.
The family sent me a note saying she was riding home. She said, you know, I love Joe Biden.
The president told reporters that young Abigail was playful during her visit.
We had her on the swing. She was swinging around in the Oval Office. She was really good.
The White House later released a photo of the president holding Abigail, both of them smiling. And in the caption, he calls her remarkable.
ABC's Karen Travers, you're listening to ABC News.
Time now.
The Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Arguments have concluded in Washington over former President Trump's immunity case. And joining me live is KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas. Greg, thanks for being with me this afternoon. Now, what is the question here? Is it whether the president should have complete immunity?
No, the exact question from the Supreme Court is this, Maria. Whether and to what extent does a former president enjoy presidential immunity from criminal prosecution for conduct alleged to involve official acts during his tenure in office? So I know that's a mouthful, but it's whether or not he has immunity from criminal cases for conduct that involved acts that were related to his office while he was in office.
Well, after looking at the arguments today, do you believe that these justices were swayed in any direction?
Yeah, I think that we've always thought that they would never find that he has complete immunity. However, they are looking at the issue of whether or not his conduct occurred in his official capacity as the president or in a private capacity. And they felt that the trial court, the lower court, hadn't decided that issue very well. So it seems just sort of the way the wind's blowing here is they might kick the case back down to the trial court to sort of cull out whether or not the acts of Trump were private or official in connection with his presidency. Because if they're private, they're obviously not protected by any level of immunity. If they're official, then it would depend on whether or not they were part of his role as a president, part of the things that you would expect a president to be involved in. So unfortunately for all of us, we're not going to have a decision, I don't think, at least the way that it seems to be headed here. They might be kicking it back to the lower court for more findings about that particular issue.
So this would be a pretty hefty decision either way. So what are their concerns about what type of precedent they could be setting?
Well, and I think that the Trump lawyers said, hey, you know, this would really make it so that any president who's acting in a capacity as president could fear that he could have a criminal prosecution down the road for his conduct. And so they're saying you have to give governmental officials some level of immunity, and especially the president for conduct that he does. I mean, he has to make decisions. He has to make quick decisions and can't always be held accountable for those. So that's the argument from the Trump side. From the other side, they're saying, look, no one's above the law. The government's saying no person, even the president of the United States, is above the law, and they have to be held accountable for their conduct, especially when it is potentially criminal.
So when can we expect a decision? If they kick it down to the lower courts, will we know no sooner than later, or are we going to have to wait till the end of June?
Yeah, I would assume, Maria, that we'll get a decision before the end of June. But if they kick it down to the lower court, then we certainly will not have a trial before November, which is exactly what the Trump team wanted. They don't really care about the results of the Supreme Court decision, so long as they can forestall the criminal trial until after the November election, believing that if Trump wins the election, he can just contact his Justice Department, which he oversees, and have them drop the investigation altogether. So this decision today, or at least the conversation today, kicking it down to the lower court perhaps, is almost certainly going to be a win for the Trump team.
All right. Thanks for joining me, Greg. KSL legal analyst Greg Skourdis live on the KSL Newsline. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And here's Ricky Meese.
Delays continue southbound I-15 in Davis County from 7th South Clearfield to just past Antelope Drive, where a right lane is blocked as crews continue to finish wrapping up an earlier vehicle fire. You will see the charred semi over to the right shoulder. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways seeing a good drive. We do have rain in parts of the valley. A lot of dark clouds out there. Also, a crash. This is 9800 South Highland Drive in Salt Lake City, working an accident at 7th East and 2700 South. Plan your special evening out in one of Salt Lake's most unique dining locations, Five Alls in Foothill. Five courses, five-star service and dining. FiveAlls.com. FiveAlls.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast. Cooler today, high of 68, with a chance for pop-up isolated storms in the afternoon. 57 tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms. AM rain showers Saturday, then clearing but chilly, 55. 62, partly cloudy on Sunday. How about Monday? 70, mostly sunny. Back to mid-70s by Tuesday. How about high pressure overhead on Wednesday? 79. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Dark clouds in downtown Salt Lake City. No rain just yet, but 63 degrees. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. They are in negative territory, both the NASDAQ and the Dow, down by more than a couple of hundred points. We'll give you a complete update of that coming up next. Well, with the nice weather we've experienced for most of this week, spring fever has hit. And if you want to slim down for summer, then you need to hear about the program I've been following. If you've been frustrated in the past by just how long it takes for you to lose a few pounds, then you need to hear about Salt Lake City Fat Loss. In 60 days, I lost 25 pounds, and I'm now convinced that it's the secret to jump-starting your weight loss. There are no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no injections, just an easy-to-follow meal plan which strategically combines foods to help you burn all that stored fat that you're carrying around. For a limited time, Salt Lake City Fat Loss is also giving you an extra incentive. They're offering a $200 discount when you call and you mention that Maria sent you. All you need to do is go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do that in person or virtually. I've lost 25 pounds. That's more than 4 inches off my waist alone. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That's slcfatloss.com.
Experience classical hits through a new lens with the Utah Symphony's Masterworks Magnified events. The final themed evening of the season is coming up this April. Picture this. You're at the elegant Abravanel Hall in downtown Salt Lake City, dressed to the nines and crafting your own masquerade mask. Then you're swept away by the Utah Symphony's performance of Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. Starting with the masquerade ball, following the romance of the star-crossed lovers, and leading to the story's tragic events. Marvel at the projections giving you a close-up of the symphony's performers and the flying fingers of guest pianist Ingrid Fleeter as she plays Ravel's Piano Concerto. Plus, you'll even hear conversations with the orchestra's expert musicians. It's Masterworks Magnified's masquerade-themed event, April 26th and 27th. Tickets start at $21 at utahsymphony.org/magnified.
Here are the Utah Symphony, April 26th and 27th. Tickets start at $21 at utahsymphony.org.
An emergency can happen any second. Here's a few seconds to think about where you'd go. When you need medical care fast, the closest emergency room is a smart thing to know. Common Spirit Health ERs are your direct path between feeling scared or uncomfortable and feeling better. Find emergency care in your neighborhood at mountain.commonspirit.org.
Trail mix, beef jerky, mixing all the soda flavors at the gas station soda machine. Snacks are better on the road. The gas is better when it's top tier. And the pit stop is better when there's a dinosaur there. Love the filler moments at a Sinclair gas station near you with DinoCare, our top-tier gasoline. Some sweet and salty snacks for the commute and a big green dino for the memories. Find a gas station near you at SinclairOil.com. Sinclair, fill up your life.
Josh loves springtime in Utah, but he hates to paint, so he called Rhino Shield.
We have a cedar-sided home at the edge of the woods, painted like 1980s beige, and we wanted something that was more of a mid-century and modern look. We were driving around, and we saw a sign in somebody's yard and said, Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Rhino Shield ceramic technology is formulated for our unique climate here in Utah and is Class 1 fire rated.
Gave Rhino Shield a call, and in fact, they were fantastic with the arrangement on schedule. The 25-year guarantee was important to us. This is our forever home, and we want to make sure that whatever we're doing is going to last a long time.
Utah, you can have the 25-year guaranteed protection of Rhino Shield for 15% off the regular price.
I'd say if you're thinking about Rhino Shield, just do it. It's been 2 years now, and it still looks like the day it went on.
This offer is limited, so call 435-246-4466, 435-246-4466, or rhinoshieldwest.com.
Put the equity in your home to work with a home equity line of credit and get 6.49% APR for the first 6 months. Learn more at cypresscu.com.
Watching Utah's money, Meta's stock is plummeting after the company announced plans to aggressively invest in AI. The stock was down 13%. That threatens to deplete their market by at least $163 million. Chipotle is the latest company to close their Ghost Kitchen for a mess of fresh eatery. Ghost Kitchens were hugely successful during the pandemic when pickup and delivery were ideal. This closure comes after the brand's quarterly earnings beat expectations. KSL Drives, Hyundai is recalling over 30,000 Genesis models for a fuel pump issue. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it could be a deadly mistake. No injuries have been reported yet. The Dow down by more than a full percent, down 389 points, sitting at 38,071. S&P, it's down by 26 points, and the NASDAQ off by 114.
It rattled homes for miles.
A homeowner apparently called a friend and said basically, hey, I've got a bunch of old dynamite around, handed down through the family.
Evacuations and two explosions.
Crews responded and they said they found there was no safe way to remove it, so they had to detonate it this morning inside the home.
When you need to know or know more, come here.
I haven't seen that in the fine print
me
on any
neither.
Homeowner's insurance plan.
We have you covered on KSL News Radio.
Introducing Peach Doors and Windows. Are you ready to upgrade your home with stunning new windows but are overwhelmed with how to begin? Look no further than Peach Windows. You know at Peach, they are all about giving you options. Peach offers a wide selection of wood windows, sleek modern black metal frames, European tilt and turn windows, plus much, much more. It's not just about looks, it's about durability and security to protect what matters most. Let them help you find the perfect match for your home, budget, and personal style. Visit their showroom and see for yourself. No pushy sales tactics, only guidance from their experienced staff. No inflated markups, just to offer so-called discounts. See their five-star reviews where customers rate them on their attention to detail through every step of the sale and installation process. Amazing home transformations begin with windows and doors. Serving Logan to St. George, just Google Peach Building to see for yourself.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
We have a lot of water on the road. You're going to see that it is slowing speeds on I-15 both directions, Murray and Midvale, especially below the south interchange. I am looking at cars driving through water that looks to be at least an inch or more deep, especially on the far left and far right sides of I-15. So we do have slowdowns, and it is due to Mother Nature. And then we have what's left of the vehicle fire southbound I-15 after Antelope Drive in late, and it's still causing a little bit of backup. Remember, you need to slow your speeds for this kind of weather and that much water on the roadway. Lights and wipers on. Murdoch Hyundai, home of Tucson SEL. Lease for only $375. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Some changes to the weather today as a weak low pressure system moves into Utah. It'll be enough to pop up some scattered storms in the afternoon, high of 68. 48 overnight, mostly cloudy skies. We'll then go to 57 tomorrow with more rain chances. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's now raining in downtown Salt Lake City, 64 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's new news with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. You're hearing it first on KSL News Radio. A former U.S. president is coming to speak in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson reports.
America's 43rd President George W. Bush will speak as the special guest at the Zions Bank Crossroads of the World International Trade Summit on May 23rd at the Grand America Hotel in Salt Lake. Bush will speak alongside other global experts, but if you're hoping to get a ticket, the event is invitation only. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. A different former president was the subject of a lengthy hearing before the Supreme Court this morning. The justices heard oral arguments in former President Trump's claims of full immunity. Here's Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson questioning Special Counsel Michael Dreeben about the government's case.
I think I heard you say that even if we decide here something, a rule that's not the rule that you prefer, that is somehow separating out private from official acts and saying that that should apply here, there's sufficient allegations in the indictment, in the government's view, that fall into the private acts bucket that the case should be allowed to proceed.
Correct.
Because in an ordinary case, it wouldn't be stopped just because some of the acts are allegedly immunized, even if people agree that some are immunized. If there are other acts that aren't, the case would go forward.
That is right.
Among the questions raised in court today is one by Justice Samuel Alito, who argued that opening up a president to prosecution could endanger democracy.
If an incumbent who loses a very close, hotly contested election knows that a real possibility after leaving office is not that the president is going to be able to go off into a peaceful retirement, but that the president may be criminally prosecuted by a bitter political opponent, will that not lead us into a cycle that destabilizes the functioning of our country as a democracy?
Meanwhile, a former president is in New York in a New York courtroom as his hush money trial continues this afternoon. He told reporters that without absolute immunity, presidents would risk prosecution for any action taken in office.
If you don't have immunity, you're not going to do anything. You're going to become a ceremonial president. You're just going to be doing nothing. You're not going to take any of the risks, both good and bad.
Former president is facing felony charges related to a hush money payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels in 2016. Closer to home, the two major parties are having their state convention Saturday in the Salt Lake Valley, and the candidates they pick will advance to Utah's primary election in June. Democratic state delegates will gather at Cottonwood High School. Republicans will meet at the Salt Palace. Both parties will choose who will represent them at the national conventions later this year. A private consulting firm has officially made a recommendation on the future of the Alpine School District.
If the district does decide to go forward, a two-way split is preferential.
That is Lance Richards with MGT Consulting. The group initially brought six options forward, which included keeping the district as one, as well as splitting it into two or even three districts. They're recommending the district split in two, even though Richards said people in their surveys overwhelmingly wanted to stay as one district. If the school board votes in favor, the issue will then be decided by voters in November. KSL Sports, former Utah High School standout Penei Sewell has agreed to a massive contract extension with the Detroit Lions. The All-Pro offensive lineman will make $112 million over the next 4 years, making him the highest-paid lineman in the NFL. Sewell played at Desert Hills High School in St. George before he made it to the pros. NFL fans will be glued to their chairs tonight as the draft gets underway. There are many locals hoping to hear their name called. Among those, KSL-TV's Jeremiah Jensen says, watch for BYU's Kingsley Sumatiyoa.
We don't know what he's going to play in the NFL. He's one of the most intriguing players in the draft because he can play both sides of the ball. Which team out there wants to play running back? Which team wants him to play safety? And which one will take him first?
Jensen says among the University of Utah draft picks, Cole Bishop will probably be the first to go, but not in the first round. Other Utes include Jonah Ellis, Sione Vaki, and Keaton Bills. The draft lasts 3 days and will go up to 7 rounds, ending on Saturday. A new arena was a sticking point for the Arizona Coyotes to stay in Phoenix, and it looks like the Chicago Bears are in a similar situation. Bears president and CEO Kevin Warren took part in a news conference today with Chicago leaders where they discussed plans for a new lakefront stadium. The team is seeking both private and public funding to pay for the $4 billion cost. First look traffic. What's happening, Ricky?
Well, Maria, when it rains, it pours, and we are drenched. Right now, we have rain delays down a lot of water on the road, both north and southbound I-15, anywhere between 4500 South and about the Southtown Mall, so slow down. We also have multiple accidents. The one you need to watch for, though, because we have a big piece of debris in the left lane, this is going to be on I-215's west belt. It's up at the north end, going northbound, approaching 2100 North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time, 1236.
Join your friends who rely on KSL each morning for the fastest routes to work and school.
I am listening for the traffic.
I'll always know if somebody's going to be late to work.
That's often what's on when I'm driving.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines
on KSL News Radio.
Transform your old, outdated kitchen with Half Price Granite. For a limited time, Half Price Granite is offering special pricing starting at $25 per square foot installed. That's lower than most big box stores. These prices are some of the lowest around. Granite, quartz, marble, and quartzite, all starting at $25 per square foot installed. Call 801-486-1700 or visit halfpricegranite.com. Half Price Granite, affordable luxury.
You're stubborn. Okay, be stubborn. Don't admit you have hearing issues, but they won't go away. You'll just suffer with them. But you don't have to suffer. My Hearing Centers will fit you with a high-tech hearing aid that's powerful and barely noticeable. So if you're suffering from hearing loss, or if you have a hearing aid but it's 3 years or older, you owe it to yourself to schedule a free consultation at My Hearing Centers by calling 801-701-1629. With locations from Ogden to St. George, be smart, not stubborn, with My Hearing Centers.
Hey! Have you saved more than $200,000 in an IRA or 401k? You may not realize it now, but you've got a big problem on your hands. And that problem is taxes. Because if you don't take advantage of some tax planning strategies now, Uncle Sam could take a big chunk of your hard-earned retirement savings. Learn how you could reduce the taxes on your IRA and 401k with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions. If you've saved more than $200,000, schedule your free tax strategy session now by calling 801-896-9622. Discover the tax planning strategies that could dramatically reduce your taxes in retirement. Call 801-896-9622. That's 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Get Mr. Mack's Performance Missionary Package. Includes one performance suit, four and collar stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, one pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes. Just $595.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. Recapping our top story, former President George W. Bush is coming to Salt Lake City next month. He will be headlining Zions Bank's Crossroads of the World International Trade Summit. KSL News Time, 12:38. Family homelessness is a growing problem in Utah, signaling more challenges for the state to help solve it.
A Utah Office of Homeless Services report reveals a 27% rise of families experiencing homelessness since 2020. Michelle Flynn with the Road Home said they saw this coming post-COVID.
During the pandemic, there was a good deal of additional assistance for families who have lower incomes in our community.
Jacob Tolman spent his childhood in and out of shelters with his single mom, who struggled to keep them afloat. When I told him the stat,
I'm not surprised. I mean, as the city grows, a lot of us have been here for a long time. We're not able to actually afford anything.
Tolman now teaches a social and emotional class for kids because that resource wasn't available to him. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Home insurance likely won't cover the house and holiday that state officers blew up because of the ancient dynamite that they found in the basement. Utah Department of Insurance says this would fall under hazardous material damage that usually is not covered by home insurance plans. Traffic and weather together. It is brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's check in again with Ricky Meese.
Well, the thing we're dealing with right now in this noontime commute is the weather. Mother Nature has just unloaded, and I-15 is now heavy and slow. This is going to be both directions, anywhere between about 3500 south and 90th south, Sandy, especially near the south interchange and Midvale at 72nd south. A lot of water. It's pretty deep on the left and right sides of the road. So you can expect some slower speeds as people are driving cautiously due to the weather. We still have the final cleanup of the earlier vehicle fire southbound I-15 blocking a right lane after Antelope Drive in Layton. A new accident, and this is going to be on I-215's west belt at the north end. It's being reported on the northbound side, but I'm thinking this might be southbound. We're seeing some slowing in both directions. And for those who are traveling northbound on the west belt, a lot of emergency crews are over to the right. But the problem with this crash at 2100 North, and this is what you need to know, there is a large piece of debris, it may be a bumper, in the left lane. So you've got to be careful there. We also have a new accident popping up in Utah County, southbound I-15 at the Center Street exit in Provo. They have that over to the shoulder. Surface street accidents. Murray Holiday Road, a crash at about 1800 East. That's going to be about 4800 South. And we also have an auto pedestrian accident on Highland Drive. This is between 14th and 15th East at about 3400 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got a chance for some springtime pop-up thunderstorms in the afternoon. High of 68 today. 48 overnight, partly to mostly cloudy skies. Into tomorrow, 57. You'll notice that cooler air with a chance for thunderstorms. Saturday, a.m. showers, then clearing. But on the chilly side, 55. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And it's raining in downtown Salt Lake City, 64 degrees. Coming up on Utah's New News, a new Biden administration rule could suddenly open up overtime pay for people paid on salary. We will dig into that live with DMBA financial planner Shane Stewart next. Streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
When the weather warms up, it's like a stampede, except instead of dust stirred up by hundreds of hooves, it's a cascade of phone calls to Advanced Window Products. This is Jeff Kaplan. Soon as the sun shines and the snow's gone, people want new windows and frames from Utah's number one custom window maker, and the wait for installation grows longer. But right now, you can get near the front of the line by calling for a quote and get $2,500 off when you purchase 10 windows or more. That's on top of the incredible savings for the highest quality double pane windows and frames, any style, any color. See, at Advanced Window Products, they actually build the windows here in Utah, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. There's no middleman, and they can pass the savings on to you. They even offer buy now, pay later. So get in before the wait grows longer and get the $2,500 off. Get your new windows this spring. Make the call. Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
Tonight on KSL.
That's a huge increase.
A lot of Utahns are getting sticker shock.
I called them up to ask them what was going on.
By the surging cost of insurance, new specialist Daniel Woodruff uncovers the painful truth.
I've been in the business 40 years and I've never seen this hard of a market.
And reveals the simple things you can do to drive the cost down.
Definitely paid off.
Surging Insurance, an unaffordable Utah report. Tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
Ah, the life of a small business owner. Keeping the lights on, calling all the shots. And then there's workplace accidents. 500-degree ovens, rusty nails. Danger lurks around every corner. Workplace accidents can happen. But there is an easy way to keep your employees covered. Talk to your agent about workers' comp coverage from PIE. Or go to PIEinsurance.com and get a quote. Safety first, then PIE Insurance. Individual rates, offerings, and savings may vary. Subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states and situations.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup and the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, cybersecurity solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
See why Comcast Business powers more small businesses than anyone else. Get started with fast speeds and advanced security for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with a qualifying internet package. Don't wait. Call or go online to switch today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eagle bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
hundreds of gallons of diesel fuel potentially leaked into Parley's Creek after a crash in the canyon. Crews are cleaning up the leak after it's made its way to the pond at Sugar House Park. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, former U.S. President George W. Bush is scheduled to make an appearance in Salt Lake City. He's the guest speaker at Zions Bank Summit next month. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
A KSL traffic trooper saying it's not just rain, it's also hail in West Jordan around 7800 South and Redwood Road. But where the weather has taken a toll and slowed down the drive, it's both north and southbound I-15 between about 3900 South and Sandy. Slow your speeds, lights and wipers on. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
10 degrees cooler today with a chance for an afternoon storm. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 64 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Supreme Court heard arguments today over presidential immunity. Justices are weighing an appeal by Donald Trump related to his election interference case. ABC's Terry Moran has more.
His team arguing that presidents should be absolutely immune from criminal prosecution for any official act, for anything that could be interpreted as at the outer perimeters of their official duties. He didn't get that. But a lot of people thought that that argument would get laughed out of the Supreme Court. It did not.
Trump was back in New York City attending his hush money criminal trial. New York's top court overturned the rape conviction of disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein, finding the trial judge allowed outside testimony about uncharged sex abuse allegations. He'll be sent from New York to California to serve a 16-year sentence in a separate sex abuse conviction. Jobless claims dipped last month with 5,000 fewer Americans filing first-time unemployment benefits than the previous week. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Millions of Americans on salary will soon be eligible for overtime pay under a new rule from the U.S. Department of Labor. DMBA Certified Financial Planner Shane Stewart is joining me now live. Thanks for being with me, Shane.
Sure, glad to be.
Shane, in the past, salaried workers have traditionally not been able to get OT, so describe for us what's changing here.
Yeah, this is actually a continuation of an old rule. It's just mostly meant to catch up with inflation. The old rule says that if you make less than $35,000, you're entitled to overtime if you work more than 40 hours. Otherwise, if you make more than $35,000, the employer could keep you working more than 40 hours and not be required to to pay you overtime. Well, this is bumping up. The Trump administration did it once in 2020. Now the current administration is doing it again to bump up that threshold to make it more affordable for workers to do a little more for their employer, but to get rewarded for it.
So we've heard various organizations saying that they're going to challenge this ruling in court. Who is the most impacted by it?
Well, ultimately, it could be the consumer if employers raise their cost of doing business and pass it on to the consumer. Obviously, a benefit to workers, but employers still have the ability to just say, well, then we'll just not have you work more than 40 hours, and they'll keep them at that salary. I think it is fair to the workers, but we have to wait and see what the repercussions could be to the consumer.
Right. How will this ultimately affect paychecks if people do get this? I mean, do they need to plan ahead for how their taxable income is going to change?
I think so. I think that what they need to do is negotiate this with their employer that now the new thresholds, one will take effect in July 1st of this year, and another increase on the 1st of January 2025. Need to have a conversation with your employer about if you are working more than 40 hours and you're under those amounts, what do they plan to do for you? Do they plan to still give you enough work to work more than 40 hours? And if so, what will they be paying for you? And then to your point, exactly right, just prepare for the nice thing of having more income, but also be prepared to see if the income tax comes along with it.
Shane, appreciate your time. Thanks for being with me. Live on the KSL Newsline, that is DMBA Certified Financial Planner Shane Stewart. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. You've heard Ricky. Ricky, a lot of water on the roads affecting people's drive.
It is, and this is mostly in Salt Lake County. Now, some of the side streets, yes, you're going to have rain, but where it's really slowing down the drive is I-15 and I-215 South Belt, anywhere from South Salt Lake, Murray and Midvale, and Sandy. So if you're on a freeway that travels through that stretch, it's going to get a little wet out there. Now, we also have a KSL traffic trooper who helped me out a great bit. This is where I had a suspicion that this crash, it's been called out on the northbound side of the West Belt. It's actually on the southbound side of I-215 at 2100 North. It's mostly over to the right shoulder. And the good news is crews have been able to get that bumper out of that left lane of travel. Now, for those who are in Davis County, it's the final cleanup of an earlier vehicle fire southbound I-15 after Antelope Drive in Layton. And then we also have the final cleanup of a crash at 7th East and 2700 South. Lagoon is looking for ride maintenance technicians. Lagoon offers excellent mechanical training programs with amazing career opportunities. Ride maintenance technician position is full-time and year-round. Details, visit lagoonpark.com/jobs. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out with some rain chances. Today, 68. Pop-up thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. 57 for tomorrow. We'll notice some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Saturday, AM showers, then clearing. High of only 55. Rebounding to 62 by Sunday. Partly cloudy skies. Monday, pleasant. 70, mostly sunny skies. Back to 74 on Tuesday. Hey, we're in the upper 70s, almost 80 degrees by next Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's been raining in downtown Salt Lake City, 61 degrees. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. And a quick check of the markets. Dow losing more ground in the last half hour. A complete update of your money news coming up next. I have Adam Kirkham, president of the Utah Association of Realtors, here with me to talk about changes to the home selling process because of a national settlement. Adam, what does the settlement mean for Utah homeowners?
Thank you for having me today, Maria. While we don't know exactly how everything will change, what we do know is the value of using a realtor will be more important than ever because we expect the settlement changes to create additional negotiations in the home selling process. As buyers begin to submit offers and understand the new reality realities, the realtor will help you evaluate the strengths and weaknesses of each buyer and their offer.
Adam, the recent national settlement has made things really confusing for buyers and sellers. How does a realtor help in this process?
A realtor can bring some clarity to a process that is changing due to this settlement.
So as homeowners decide what real estate services are best for them, what should they look for?
Go to UtahRealtors.com and you'll find every member of the realtor community there, and you can find the right fit for your situation.
Spring is a great time to elevate the look of your home and landscape by adding beautiful flowers to the yard and patio. And pros and hobbyists alike know that the best flowers are grown by Olson's Greenhouse, right here in the mountain valleys of Utah. This is Brian with Olson's Greenhouse, and my family has been growing flowers with love and care for over 80 years. That's four generations of a local, family-run Utah business. So whether you're looking to add a pop of color to the back patio or a beautiful flower bed to the front landscape, flowers from Olson's Greenhouse are the perfect finishing touch to make your yard a joy to relax in. Stop by OGG.com or find us on Instagram at Olson's Greenhouse Gardens, where you'll find inspiring photos to get you going on your flower gardening journey. You can also find a local retailer carrying plants from Olson's Greenhouse. That's OGG.com for Olson's Greenhouse Gardens, where you can dream big, dream bold, and dream in color with beautiful plants and flowers from Olson's Greenhouse.
Devotion to country, service to Utah. Brent Orrin Hatch had a front row seat, watching his father serve our state faithfully in the Senate. A constitutional conservative and lifelong Republican, Brent Orrin Hatch is a champion for the rule of law. He's running for Senate to stop this lawless president from destroying our country from within. Hatch will fight to secure the border once and for all and take on Mexican drug cartels to halt the flow of deadly fentanyl. Brent Orrin Hatch knows the national debt is just as big a threat to national security. Hatch won't rest until the budget's balanced and won't cave to the big spenders in both parties. Pro-life, deeply committed to religious liberty, rock-solid Utah conservative. Brent Orrin Hatch for Senate. Paid for by Conservative Outsider PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.copac.us.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now. Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Watching Utah's money, a new rule issued by the Environmental Protection Agency would force power plants fueled by coal or natural gas to capture smokestack emissions or shut down. The rules are a key part of President Biden's pledge to eliminate carbon pollution from the electricity sector by 2035 and economy-wide by 2050. Your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 475 points. It sits at 37,986. S&P down by 35. NASDAQ off by 150 points.